You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Acts chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. To them he presented himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." This passage is another orientation to the season that we're embarking upon, a season of seeking the Lord, of remaining with the Lord, and of receiving from him his word and his teaching. It says that after his passion, he presented himself to his disciples by many proofs or demonstrations that he is in fact alive. And during 40 days, he appeared to them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God. That gives us the jumping off point, you might say, for our consideration of this season in light of this passage. During this season, when the Lord was appearing to his disciples, he developed the teaching that he'd given to them in his earthly ministry. In Luke 4:43, the companion volume, you might say, to the book of Acts, the kingdom of God is a phrase that sums up the teaching of Jesus in his earthly ministry. And so we take this to mean that he developed the teaching that he had given along the model of the pattern set on the road to Emmaus, when the Lord opened the eyes of his disciples to the scriptures, meaning the Old Testament, and showing them why it was necessary that he must suffer and so enter into the glory of his resurrection. While staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. And this word staying in the Greek implies some kind of fellowship. It's a word that begins with a conjunctive particle, means staying together with. It's a word that connotes a kind of fellowship. And he tells them to wait for the promise of the Father, not wait for the Father to make a promise, but wait for the substance of what the Father has promised. And that's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The disciples may have been tempted to go back to Galilee, back to the scene of their former life and occupation. And the command indicates that the preaching of the kingdom and the fulfillment of God's purpose for Israel is to go out from the city of David and the place where Jesus was put to death. So it's also a time of spiritual warfare in preparation for the great mission that will be given to the Christian people through these first disciples. They're to go out from Jerusalem to all Judea and to Samaria and to the very ends of the earth. And this is a time of preparation. The emphasis in this passage is really on the Lord's action. It's he who dwells with the disciples and gives them revelation. And in the era of the Holy Spirit in which we now live, every time of seeking the Lord is a time of supplication for and expectation of the action of the Holy Spirit, in which he reveals to us the truth of the kingdom of God and prepares us for the action that he would have us undertake in mission for him.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.